This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Walmart faced not only a throng of shoppers on Black Friday, but what a union-backed group, Organization for Respect at Walmart, our Walmart, said was the biggest wave of protesters that the retailer had ever seen. 1,000 stores had demonstrations in 46 states. In its 50-year history, Walmart has never seen strikes like those we're seeing today, said Lindsay Kreiswick, a spokeswoman for our Walmart, which works closely with the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. It will be hard for Walmart to ignore all these workers and their allies calling for change at Walmart, from improving the low wages and unfair working conditions to fighting retaliation. Now, off to the Secaucus, New Jersey protest, and then we'll find out what happened at rallies with Walmart workers Elaine Rosier in Florida and Gabe Tanayuki in Minnesota.
Back for the town!
Walmart pushes wages down!
White children!
White
children!
Walmart treats their workers badly!
Walmart treats their workers badly!
And today, on Black Friday, at thousands of stores across the country, Walmart workers are standing up! And saying enough is enough! They're tired of low wages. They're tired of being treated badly. And they think they deserve. Dignity and respect at their workplace. We're here today. To stand up behind them. And let them know the community is here for them.
Down with Walmart!
Up with Walmart workers!
Up with Walmart workers!
I'm here at Walmart in Secaucus, actually in front of Sam's Club. There are about 100 people out here and about 100 in another location. I'm here with Paul Stein, and he's got an accordion.
And a new song about Walmart.
Okay, let's talk about the song in a second, but what brings you out here today? You doing shopping today?
No, I'm here to protest the policies and practices of Walmart that hurt all American workers. Their wages are low. They drive down wages in the community, especially by having a number of part-time workers. The health benefits for those that can get them are expensive, and many of the part-time workers can't get them. They're not careful about health and safety practices. And the fact that they have large Walmarts outside of town, you have to drive to them, which isn't good for global warming. They use a tremendous amount of energy. And their overall effect is to drive down wages, to put people on Medicaid and food stamps, their own part-time workers, because they can't afford health care. And they can't afford to feed themselves on the wages and the hours that they get. And they use a lot of foreign suppliers who have horrendous conditions in their plants. And they give little or no attention to the health and safety and the wages of those people in China, Pakistan, and other countries. And my song, I thumbs it up. Sad to say, the Walmart way is poor health benefits, a tough work day. When they're around, they drive all wages down and push mom and pop shops out of town. Part-time workers' pay is low, can't support their families on hours they get. They survive on a Walmart wage using Medicaid and food stamps from the safety net. And we're sad to say the Walmart way is poor health benefits, a tough work day. When they're around, they drive all wages down and push mom and pop shops out of town. That's just one verse, but there are many verses to cover all the issues that we have with Walmart.
It's your webpage so people can hear more of that song and other songs, Occupy Wall Street.
www.occuponics.com. Occuponics, OCCUPONICS.com.
Thanks so much.
Justice, union justice. All my wages.
here with Marissa.
I'm from Align, the Alliance for a Greater New York. My name is Maritza Silva Farrell. We are organizing this action in solidarity with workers who have been retaliated against because of their great efforts of speaking out on their rights. So that's why we're here today.
Well, there are workers throughout the country, some demonstrating, some on strike, supporters in Secaucus. What are the issues here?
Main issues for the workers are like they don't have fair scheduling. The workers are not getting paid enough. They don't get a chance to advance in the workplace. There is a lot of discrimination happening. So that's what we believe that is important in Black Friday, to support the workers in solidarity. So that's why you see this amount of people coming together to support these workers.
And what are the issues with regard to especially pay and with regard to hours?
The issues with the hours is that they do only get part-time jobs. Part-time jobs do not actually allow folks to get living wage jobs. That's a problem, and it needs to change, because if Walmart changes, the rest of the industry will actually follow.
And what about healthcare?
Well, healthcare is actually a big thing, too. Recently, they increased the premiums up to 36% more of what they already have. It was already high, so it's problematic, and workers usually don't get healthcare, and they ended up going on public assistance. So basically, taxpayers are paying for Walmart workers when Walmart has the money to do so.
And the significance of these actions today across the country?
The significance here is that it's national actions, and people are listening to the workers, and it's not only one part of the city or the country, is everywhere, and because customers, supporters, and workers are coming together. So it's not just one thing, it's a huge.
Thanks so much. Well, most people come to these demonstrations in normal attire.
Yes,
maybe this is normal attire for you.
Well, you've
got a sign here, first of all, saying social mobility. Walmart says eat this 99%.
Yes, that's, and the fact that I'm on rollerblades, also, like, hence mobility. So that's part of the outfit also. Yeah.
Tell me more about the outfit before we get to the issue.
Really, I'm Marie Antoinette. And it's supposed to be sort of...
That could be dangerous.
It is. It's very satirical. But I have this costume. Now, I do performing for Occupy Wall Street. So I came out here in my Marie Antoinette costume with my sign and skates to support the low-wage worker. I think as the low-wage worker, it's very hard to achieve social mobility in America. And there's no job opportunities. So I'm here in a very sort of satirical way as Marie Antoinette to support the low-wage worker, if that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense to me.
Exactly.
It seems like Walmart isn't the template for so many jobs that are going to be in the future.
Well,
in this
exactly.
Country.
And the fact that people can't make a livable wage and they only hire part-time employees and they get no benefits, obviously that's not a good way of life for anybody.
Who are you in real life?
My name is Marnie Halassa. I'm a professional figure skater. But since Occupy has been in existence, I've been doing this sort of like political performance art for the past year. And I love it. Yeah. And I'm inspired every day to do even more.
Thank you so much and
okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Bye-bye. And I'm with?
I'm Matt from 99 Pickets.
Okay, great turnout here. How many people do you think we got out of here?
Maybe 200 people.
I think more, but you're the expert.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
And what are the issues?
We're here in solidarity with striking Walmart workers. There's over 100 strikes happening around the country on Black Friday, and there's 1,000 demonstrations in support of these workers. We're asking that Walmart stops the retaliation against workers. Workers have been treated extremely poorly for many years. Now they're standing up for each other and saying, we deserve to be able to organize collectively. We deserve to be able to have a voice in the workplace. We deserve freedom of speech. That's why we're here. That's why we're occupying this Walmart.
What are the conditions for Walmart workers?
They have incredibly low wages, very difficult to advance. The supervisors often change people's schedules arbitrarily so they can't reach full-time status, terrible benefits, and they set the standard for the rest of the country and the world. They're the largest employer in the country. So it's really important that things improve at Walmart.
This situation has gone on for years and years, but there seems to be some change now. Are you hopeful? What do you think is going to happen?
I think there's a lot of momentum building. I think lots of workers have been emboldened by the actions happening today. I personally expect to see a lot more of this to come.
I never thought the caucus could be so much fun. It's a really great demonstration.
We did roving mic checks inside the store where we would do an announcement, say why we're here. Then we dispersed the shoppers. So by the time security got there, we'd be long gone.
What was the response by the shoppers?
People seemed interested and open to the message. It was a good time to leaflet, give people information about what was going on.
Okay, good work, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, Building Bridges rushed out on Black Friday, but not this time to do purchasing, but to support a nationwide series of activities on behalf of the workers of the Walmart stores across the country, all of which took place simultaneously. And I want to begin with our brother from Minneapolis and find out about his experience and what he would like people to know, what it's like being a Walmart worker.
You know, Walmart worker, honestly, at the time I applied for the job and took the job, the economy was still bad and I was looking for work. August was a year for me at Walmart, and I thoroughly enjoy my job. I enjoy working with electronics and having customers to come in that might not be too knowledgeable, that are worried that someone's going to hustle them or sell them something they don't need. It kind of feels good when they kind of get that little spark in their eye when you explain it to them and they're like, oh, wow, this isn't that complex. It really feels good. And I enjoy doing that all day. And I enjoy the work, and we work really, really hard. Sometimes it really, really hurts to see how we're treated, and the longer working hours we get stretched, and we still need to provide that same kind of customer service. At the same time, we're asked to work multiple areas of the store. We're asked to keep a certain record or keep a certain steam of how work is going. It's just very, very hard, and slowly but surely things are being pulled away, certain raises and wages, and it's very hard to keep up that great customer service and keep that smile on your face.
And
when,
how many years have you worked for Walmart?
The year.
And Elaine, what about yourself?
My experience at Walmart, it was great in the beginning because I was looking for a job and I was looking for benefits and full-time. And when I started there, I started part-time in August of 2005. Slowly but surely, I learned a lot of skills that I didn't know. For a cashier, I didn't know how to work a cash register. I didn't apply for cashier, but they told me it was the only thing they had open. But I worked on the register up until like 12 midnight, and the store managers, they would put you in different places, like on the floor to start shifts. And I was noticed by a co-manager, and she asked me that I would like to come overnight to third shift, and I agreed. And it was so good in the beginning until I got hurt, and that kind of like, that's where the retaliation started. And I didn't like it. I spoke out, and they didn't like the way I was speaking out. And so they did everything they practically could do to try to kill my spirits, but I kept fighting, and I'm fighting still.
So you were hurt on the job. Was it the retaliation that they didn't take you back to work quickly, or that they made you do work that wasn't commensurate with what your physical needs were?
Well, I was given restrictions. They would tell me they didn't know about the restrictions.
Your doctor gave you restrictions.
Yeah, they would tell me they didn't know anything about it, and they would be disrespectful about it. And they would point the finger at me and say I was disrespectful and I did this. And, it was just terrible, terrible work environment for me. But I hanged in there. I'm still there.
Gabe, why did you join the protest form a union at Walmart?
One of the biggest reasons I joined the protest was constantly seeing a lot of associates being retaliated against, seeing how hard they work. You know, you start out, you clock in, you're ready to go, and at the end of the day, they were just beat. And they were expected to do this day after day, time after time, for the pay that they met was, it's unimaginable, and I don't think a lot of people realize how hard we work. That's one of the biggest things. I would just sit there at the end of the day and watch the clock and see people, their faces, and that really got to me. You know, it got to me to see the retaliation, to see how hard they work.
The retaliation against union activity or for other activities?
For speaking out, for saying something was wrong, it needs to be fixed. Getting let go for that, for talking, for organizing. Management definitely takes notice. In the grand scheme of things, it's sad it comes down from the top. Home office lets them know that they have to do something and something has to be done, and fortunately it's the associates that have to bear the brunt of it.
And the demonstration on Thursday, your participation, and also how many people were there and how many were workers?
We had at least 200 people there. One thing I got to note and say is thank you to anyone that was there. My heart just lifted when I saw so many people that cared about us and really pushing. When it comes to us starting here in the Midwest, we have just started out, not like a lot of the other states that have a lot of people. We had 3 workers. And I always keep on thinking back to this one quote that even the mightiest oak, it starts with an acorn. We were only 3. But that day to show up and see that many people in support of us, it was overwhelming. And to see the media coverage, we're just starting out. And to see in this area and to see that many people already supporting us, I was really, really just almost dumbfounded. I can't tell you how happy I am. I've been riding the high all night and all day. I felt really, really good about it, and I'm very, very proud of my coworkers. And I think after today and after the coverage we've had and they finally saw what Walmart was really about, I think I'm going to have a lot of other coworkers actually wanting to join. They've talked about it. They've come to me and asked questions, but I think this was the turning point. This is just the beginning. That's what's great about it.
You actually went on strike that day, right? You called in to go on strike.
Yep, I called in and I went on strike. Had gone in earlier to the store just to get an idea of how it was going to go, and like they said in the news, it was a stampede. It was just crazy over there. And I later on that night in the morning decided I'm going to call in instead of going in and doing what I have to. I'm just going to call in and help out my fellow coworkers and join them that much earlier because I saw so many other coworkers calling in the days before. And what surprised me is when I called in, and I understand it was Black Friday, but I called in multiple times and, you know, management didn't pick up. I understand I was busy, but I felt good about doing what I had done. Instead of going in, I had stood with my workers and called in earlier.
And Elaine, what about your experience on Black Friday?
Black Friday was great. I was empowered. I was confident. The experience was overwhelmed. It's going to be hysterical for South Florida because down here in South Florida, you don't have that many workers that want to take that step because they fear they're going to lose their jobs. And once we can just get that message across that they need to stand strong and voice their opinions, we will overcome a lot of obstacles in trying to get our union together. The organization may be small now, but we're showing them every day that we still stand strong. We will be able to stop discrimination, retaliation, favoritism. We'll get more pay and respect from all associates, for all associates.
And how did the consumers deal with, in both of your areas, the protests that were outside? Elaine and Gabe?
Started off with a ban. We went up to, tried to go up to the front of the store, but the management was shocked. They called police, and we expressed our opinion and what we wanted, and we tried to get them to talk to us and let them know that our associates is not going to stand and not be heard. We want respect. Did a great job. I was so proud of myself just by standing there for every associate that couldn't be there. I wish we could have had more, but we had one associate that came out, and he was talking to the media, and we were so proud of ourselves that we could show that for others, we're here for them.
And as she said, that, you know, I had a few workers, and she had one, but you have to understand that throughout the whole United States, that one and that three combined to be a massive effect. And when we were out there, it really surprised me to see how many people were driving by. It was a continuous barrage of honks and cheers. People were very supportive. Even my Facebook friends, people were posting while I was out there. Great job. We saw what was going on. We support you. The people that would come out, it was a really great experience. People were very, very supportive. They really understood, I think, when they saw face-to-face that we're just like them. We're a human being. We work hard. We have families. We just want a decent wage. We just want a decent living.
And Elaine and Gabe, do you expect retaliation from Walmart as a result of your activities on Black Friday and general union activities, Elaine?
I expect it because that's just Walmart management. All I just want them to understand is that they need to listen to the associates and have respect for the individual. Not only that, they need to fix the open door policy. And
what's the open door policy?
The open door policy is like when you're having problems, you need to go and talk to a manager. You have a complaint, they would ask you to come and get an open door policy where they would talk to you. But nothing have never been resolved with me. They would tell you me that they'll get back with me. But it's just like a formality where they just want to hear your problems, and that's where it's going to stay. It's never going to be resolved.
So it's a fraud.
Yes. When we went to Bentonville, Arkansas in October, and corporate office came out and they said, oh, we can't talk to all of you now. We can just only talk to you as an individual for open door policy. And it didn't really upset us. We still did what we had to do, and we got our word across to them that we're not going anywhere.
Gabe, in terms of the pay and the hours that Walmart workers work, in terms of the hours that they're given to work, what would you like the public to know about that?
I'd like to see a more constant and regular schedule and a better wage so we can live and survive, feed our families, and, you know, just enjoy life. If you add up the average worker's salary or pay through the year, you end up finding out, surprisingly, that we're just above the poverty level. That's really sad. I think in the United States that we're just above the poverty level for the workers. And when you see clips out of the news about the Waltons, some buying gold-plated cars, and when we went down to Bentonville, they had this multi-million dollar, the daughter was having a museum exhibit. It really bothers me to see how disconnected we've become and how much, you just, even if they budged a little and even just a little, how much better it could get for everybody. You know, that's one of the, that really bothers me.
Understandably. Let me ask both of you, how did you get involved in the Our Walmart campaign, which, again, has taken place and grown to a national movement?
I was on a lunch break, and I heard associates talking about that we're being treated this way and we're being treated wrong, we're being retaliated against. I said, well, why won't we just fight? And, oh, no, we don't have that much money to pay for the membership. I said, well, how much is the membership? They didn't know. They didn't have any clue. All they know about is spending a lot of money out of their checks, and they wasn't going to get too much out of it. Walmart wasn't going to change. So I seen an associate with a card, and I said, could I have the card? And I called, and it's nothing like what Walmart tells us in meetings. They tell us that they want to take our money. We don't need to be with them because we can voice our own opinions and we can do this. But Walmart gives us so much negativity about the organization. I had to try to inquire, so I called, and it's nothing like that. I've been helped tremendously. I mean, right now I'm just going on and just say that I press charges with the EEOC with Walmart management for racial slurs. And now it's under investigation. I've been helped out a lot. A lot of associates don't know that they can get help from this organization, but Walmart management is keeping them pushed away by trying to intimidate them by they're going to lose their jobs. But I'm going to try to help any associate that I can. I've been trying to talk to them. They call, but sooner or later they walk away and say that they fear that they job. And I believe management has been retaliating against them.
And Gabe, how did you get involved?
See, it took me a while. I'm very cautious. Been always that way my whole life about taking the time to feel things out. I had come home one day after dealing with some issues over at Walmart and seeing that the open door didn't work, I felt really, really, you know, alone. And so I went online looking around, and I was confronted by this page or Walmart. And so I started reading about them, and I messaged them and had a call. And honestly, it took me about 6 to 8 months to finally take a leap, you know, and to accept. And then when I do commit, I commit fully. And when I went down to Bentonville, wow, that just, if there were any apprehensions in me at all, it disappeared. right there. I saw so many people. I saw the power we had. It was overwhelming. I really wish y'all would have been there because you would have felt it was so great.
Me too. Me too. It sounds absolutely wonderful.
Awesome, awesome.
Gabe, just lastly, I just wanted to clarify and get a little more information about part-time workers at Walmart and how they make it. I know you're working full-time, but...
I'm actually part-time.
You're part-time.
Yes, I am.
Talk about the way the company allocates hours and what that does in terms of benefits also then.
Here's what I noticed, and I've talked in after the couple of days I've seen the news coverage, I've had older workers talk with me about this, and they've noticed also, as we get workers that move to another store or leave full-time work, those positions aren't being filled or promoted from within by another full-time worker. Instead, they're pushing two or three part-timers, especially this holiday season. I've gotten at least four or five in my department, and I know they see their temps, and everybody's really excited when they're coming in. They're pushing hours at us, but when it hits January, February, when we see 5 to 10 hours a week, it's really hard. I can't even afford. I'm actually on state assistance right now for medical care because I'm part-time. I've been there over a year, never offered full-time, cut out of a lot of those benefits, and even the benefits that they do get. I talked to the older workers, and a lot of them got grandfathered in on a lot of things when they changed stuff, but they say it's just horrible. Even for them, it's hard to pay that and, you know, out of their paycheck and still, you know, function and be able to pay their bills. It's really, really hard. I just don't see how it can be such that way with such, you know, a company that's number one in the world for sales. I don't get that.
I think both of you are going to make it number one for unionization and for fair treatment with all the work and the energy and the spirit and the conviction that you're putting into these organizing efforts. And we are totally with you. It's really been exciting, and it's been important for us to speak to both of you and hear your views. I admire both of you tremendously.
Thank you for talking with us.
You. No, thank you.
I appreciate it.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.